If the Son of God really came to seek and to save the lost, why do so many who claim to follow him try to devise their own means of salvation? They have no problem defending their actions. Golfing, fishing, hunting, whatever. Sunday's my day off, and I don't plan to waste it. And that is the heart of the matter. In 1 Kings 12, God gave Jeroboam rule over a greater part of the kingdom, and Jeroboam was a politician. Instead of thanking God, he immediately sized up his opponent in Jerusalem, Rehoboam, and decided to change God's law so his people would not be tempted to drift back to the temple to worship. That was bad enough, but no, he further erected golden calves for worship on his southern and northern border. Jeroboam's actions were the rule, not the exception. He stepped right into Adam's shoes. No one, absolutely no one, including the creator and sustainer of the universe, was going to tell him what to do. Jeroboam's God was Jeroboam. Many years ago, I was flying from Atlanta to Monroe, Michigan, to preach in a revival. I struck up a conversation with a young businessman who made a profound statement about religion. "Here's the way I see it," he said. "Religion is great for women, children, and old men." That was back in 73. Not long ago, I replayed that conversation in my mind, and a thought occurred to me. That 30-year-old businessman is now in his early 70s. Do you suppose he knows now that he needs God? I certainly hope so. My friend, God is eternal, and we are dust. Men and women who are able to properly perceive spiritual truths want to submit to him all the time, young, old, and middle-aged. I'm James Andrews, and that's my humble opinion.